The Gemara brings down in Daf Chavez and Aleph that there's a ma'isa with an almana. There was an almana, the Havai Beknisha Bishavavuta. There was a shul in her neighborhood, Kol Yama Hava Asya Umatzah Beb Medusha Darv Yechanan. But she would skip over the shul in her neighborhood and she would go daven in the shul of Rabbi Yechanan. Amela Biti Labe Sagnesis Bishavavutseh. So Yechanan asked her, don't you have a shul in your neighborhood? Amela Rabbi Veloy Schar Psius. She said back to him, yeah, but I have Schar Psius. I get more Schar by going to the further shul. And for that reason, she went to the shul, which is further away. And the Gemara views this as a positive thing. So the Chachamim bother with the kasha that the Mincha Charev asked this kasha and others that how is it mutter for her to pass over the shul that was in her neighborhood, the closest shul, to go to the farther shul because it's Chachar Psius? We have a klal bein mavrin ala mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah in front of you, you're not allowed to be mavrin on a mitzvah to go and do a different mitzvah. So the Chachar is also for her to do that because bein mavrin ala mitzvah. We find this beferish in the Sugya Menachas and Daf Samach Dalam Beis that this is a problem in mavrin ala mitzvah because the Gemara says when the you want to bring the Eimer. So you have to mitzvah sa'imer is lahavi minakar of dafka. You have to go to the field which is closest. If you have a field near Yerushalayim, you can't skip over that field and go to a different field which is further away, l'chatchila, because of ein mavrin ala mitzvah. So over here is the same thing. How can you pass over the mitzvah in the shul which is in her neighborhood to go to a further shul, even though it's for schar psia, so it's a problem in mavrin ala mitzvah. So the Mincha Chayev over here says, he says that since she was an isha, she is pater min atfila. She's not mechayim in tfila b'tzibar. So for her, there's really no mitzvah here at all. So therefore, there's no problem in mavrin ala mitzvahs. Because anyway, she's not mechuyif to daven b'tzibur. But legabi a man and a chinami would be aser because of in mavrin ala mitzvahs, and that's why this ma'isa happened b'dafka with an isha. But for a man, it would be aser. Now, what he's saying is l'charetz arachim, because that's good enough to answer up our gemara over here. But what do you do with the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham in Siman Tzadi in Sifkan Chabez, he says, Lehedya, he paskens the halacha, that there's an Indian to go to the shul which is further away from you. He says, in Yesh Beis Batei Aknesis Mitzvah Leilach Lamrechaika, the Schar Psias Yesh. So he's paskening stan for everyone, men, women. He's not Michalik over here. This is saying this, Lahalacha, you should go to the shul which is further away. So when it comes to men, how could the Magen Avraham say that it's mutter to go to the shul which is further away? L'char, it's a problem of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. And this is a Daichik to say, he's talking about Dafka when the shul's in two different directions. If you're not passing over the shul, Pasha says he's going in all cases, you go to the shul which is further away. L'chayr, it's a problem in Mavrin ala mitzvahs, and L'chayr v'staris is not going to work over here because he's including men as well. So if you look in the Chida over here in Pesach Inayim, he says a different teretz to the Kasha, the L'chayr v'alpi l'chacham tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi has a famous halacha that it's mutter to wait to do Kiddush Havana and Matzah Shabbos, even though you see the Levana in front of you during the week, and because it's Indian to do it Kishum Evusim, it's Indian to do it B'dafka Matzah Shabbos. So even though you're being mavrin ala mitzvahs, you are passing up the mitzvah by not doing it during the week, but being that the mitzvah will be done in a more meshumbachtik way, in a better way, by waiting to Matzah Shabbos, that's not a problem in mavrin ala mitzvahs. So Zakta Chida, you see from the Chacham Tzvi, that whenever by you passing over a mitzvah, you're going to do the mitzvah in a better way, there is not a problem in mavrin ala mitzvahs. It's mutter to skip over a mitzvah to do it in a more meshumbachtik way. So here also, being that by going to the further shul, it becomes a better mitzvah because of schar psius. Therefore, she's allowed to pass over the shul in order to do the mitzvah in a more meshulachdik way. But the Pella is, as Rabbi Yashiv asks over here in the Haris, that you see from the Sugya Menachas, not like that, because why don't you say the same thing by Eimer? Why don't you say you're allowed to skip over this field to go to the field which is further away? Because you'll have schar psius, you'll get more schar by going to the one which is further away. L'chayr, you see that is not a taina, and the fact that you'll get more schar psius by going to the one which is further away is not matstik you to skip over this field. So why should it be any different over here? So I think to be mazbe the chida, you could say like this, just be makdim another kasha, and the chida is saying that you're allowed to skip over the first shul because it's a mitzvah meshubachas, because it's schar psius. L'chayr, schar psius is a doesn't make the mitzvah into a better mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah meshubachas. That's a side thing. You get more schar because you're a terech tfei by going to the further shul. But the mitzvah itself of the tefillah is not a more meshubach like a mitzvah. So how's that a tzushtal to kiddush levana? Kiddush levana, when you wait till matzah Shabbos, it's a better mitzvah. You're doing it kishum avosim. You're doing it in a better way. Therefore, you're allowed to wait because the mitzvah itself is being done in a better way. But over here, the mitzvah is the same mitzvah. You're just going to get more schar because you're terech tfei. How does that make the mitzvah into a better mitzvah? So I think to be mazvah with this chida, you can be mazal this alpiyah gevaldik, he is said from the Maral. The Maral, the Nesiv HaVoida, has a kasha, a very basic kasha. He says, the mitzvah, we only find the Indian of schar psius when it comes to a shul. We don't find it by other mitzvahs. He says, why don't you have an Indian of schar mitzvahs, a mashal by a mitzvah of sukkah? You have two sukkahs, one next to your house and one further away. Why don't we say that you have to go to the further sukkah? It's the Indian of schar psius. We seem to only find this by tefillah, not by other inyanim. That's the Anach of the Maral. It happens to be there are those that might be Chaylik, the Zariah from Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, that he held maybe it would be Negev to other mitzvahs as well. But the Pasha says the Maral is assuming we only find this by Tefillah, by Beis Knesses. Why is it that we only find any of Schar Psias by Shuls and not by other mitzvahs? So Zok the Maral, he says this is something which is Miyuchah B'dafka to Tefillah, because the whole musik of Tefillah, what is Tefillah? Tefillah is an act of Iskarvus talking to Shvachu, you're becoming closer talking to Shvachu. That's what we do when we daven. You're coming closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, when you're walking to shul, it's not just the Echitimsa, not just the way to get to the shul where you're going to be Miskarv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the walk itself is a Maisa Miskarv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an act of becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the walk itself is Mitzarv to the Tefillah. It's almost a Chelek of the Tefillah. You're doing acts of Miskarv to become closer and closer and closer. And the more acts of Miskarv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you do, the greater the tefillah is, it enhances the tefillah. It's you just were icing in the whole process of becoming closer and closer and closer, which culminates with the tefillah itself, which is the ultimate hiskavas talking to Shabbarchu. So Zakta Maral, the whole musik of Skarpsias is only shaykh by tefillah, where the hiskavas of the Skarpsias connects to the tefillah itself. So the more psias that you do, the more acts of hiskavas that you do, the greater your tefillah is going to be. And therefore, there's an end of Skarpsias. When it comes to Mashal to Sukkah, where Sukkah is not about Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se, I mean, about every mitzvah it has an end of Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the chatz of the mitzvah of Sukkah, it's not what it's all about. So just to go to a further Sukkah to get more Maisim of Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that does not connect to the mitzvah, and there would not be an Indian of Skarpsias. So I think the Fidim Maral, we can understand what the Chidah is saying. Number one, we see that when you do Skarpsias, it's not a side thing, but the Etzem Tefillah becomes a Adar Tefillah, becomes a better Tefillah, because now the Tefillah was preceded by a bunch of ma'asim of his kavas talking to Shvachu, and the tefillah itself becomes a better tefillah. It's more meshubach because it's one long ma'as of his kavas talking to Shvachu, which becomes a greater ma'as of kurva. And if out of that, svar is only shaykh by tefillah, not by ayman, that would answer by Yashuv Kasha, why by the two fields, there's no inyan to go to the further field, because over there, there's no inyan of schar psias, as it doesn't enhance the mitzvah of the ayman. It has nothing to do with the ayman. It's dafka by tefillah. So in Mele, dafka by tefillah, we find this set of scharpsias, because by doing that, you enhance the tefillah. The tefillah becomes a ander tefillah. It's a better tefillah when it's preceded by all these inyanim of scharpsias. And for that reason, this the inyan of scharpsias is miyuchad dafka over here. And that would be the test of the kasha, why the inyan of scharpsias is daicha, the problem in mavrin al mitzvahs. Just want to end off with perhaps a different svara. That maybe the inyan of in mavrin al mitzvahs is only when you have some type of cheftish al mitzvah in front of you, some type of object that you're doing the mitzvah with. You have a talus, you have a tefillin, you have a field that you're being kaitz to the ayma from. The object of the mitzvah is here in front of you. You can't pass that over to go to another chavitz. But by a shul is not really chavitz shul mitzvah. You don't do a mitzvah with the shul. It's not that you do the mitzvah with the shul. You do the mitzvah in the shul. The shul is the makam in which you do the mitzvah, which is the ma'isa ha'tefillah. You're not doing the mitzvah with the shul. It's different than other mitzvahs. It's not a chavitz to do a mitzvah with. It's the makam where you have to be in when you do the mitzvah. So when you skip over a shul, you're not skipping over a chavitz shul mitzvah. You're skipping over a makam in which you're going to do the mitzvah. So being you can do that same mitzvah in a different shul, perhaps that would not be considered in ma'avir ala mitzvahs. And that would be another reason why it would be mutter to go to the further shul because of scharpsias.